Hello, hello, my babes, and welcome back to another installment of Business Bay Monday. The feedback has been really, really good on these little mini episodes, so I think I'm going to keep doing them. Why not, you know? So it is the last Monday of February, and then we are moving swiftly on into March. Quarter one is almost up. So many beautiful things coming to you towards the end of quarter one, and even more coming in towards the end of quarter two. I hope you all are enjoying the manifestation. So, what are we talking about today? My tip for the week is a good one, and I hope it hits well. One thing I've noticed, especially our baby entrepreneurs that are coming up, it's like we feel like we have to be on all the platforms, right? Like we feel like we have to be on the TikTok, on the Instagram, on the YouTube. We have to be doing podcasting. We have to be going live. We have to be doing all these things, doing the TikTok live on Facebook. It can get overwhelming. It's a lot of content, you know? There is a big piece of this job that is content creation. There's a huge piece of it. And I feel like in the spiritual community, we don't talk about that a whole lot because I think there's like a negative connotation with the word influencer and content creation and all of that. I think that's stupid. Like, I think that negative connotation is stupid. I don't think it's realistic because if you're going to be working online, the way that you're marketing and the way that you're selling your programs is online, which means you are creating content, which means you are influencing at some sort of level. So bump that noise. If you feel resistance around content creation and resistance around that word influencer, you know, it's not the word, it's you. To be direct. And what do I mean by that? I mean that if you feel resistance or like icky shit, like I don't want to be an influencer, like fuck that, like I'm not a content creator. Again, if you are marketing your work online, you are. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? It's a part of the job. So I digress. This is not the tip. This is just kind of coming out. I just got off my spin bike. So oftentimes after I have done intense cardio, my channel is like so clear and clean and just stuff comes out. So I'm tangenting. Anyways, my point in saying this is the trick is not to do a little bit on all platforms, but the key is to do a lot on a few platforms. The key is consistency. You want to be showing up for your people on a consistent basis in the on the platforms that you really fucking enjoy. So if that's YouTube for you, be consistent on YouTube. If that's TikTok for you, be consistent on TikTok. If that's podcasting, be consistent on podcasting, and so on and so on and so on. You also want to be aware of where your people are hanging out. You know, if you are currently taking clients, where do the majority of your clients come from, if that makes sense? You know, do they come from TikTok? Do they come from IG? Do they come from your YouTube channel? And focus on that. Focus on those platforms and do them really, really good. That's the goal. Be super consistent and give great content consistently on the platforms that you love. And as you get a handle and as you feel like there's enough space, if you want to add on platforms, you can. There's also nothing wrong with trying platforms out and then recognizing, you know, I really don't like this. I've spoke about this before with my YouTube. I like YouTube, don't get me wrong. And the YouTube will be coming back consistently eventually. But after a few months of doing YouTube and then moving into podcasting, I realized that I enjoyed podcasting way more. Same with my TikTok. I'm on TikTok, but my people are on Instagram and I'm on Instagram and I started on Instagram. So I'm on Instagram way more. I've developed deep relationships with you folks on IG. You all know who you are. You know, TikTok is kind of there for me to, I don't know, test run stuff, talk astro stuff, dick around. You know what I mean? And that's the thing too. If you just really enjoy being creative and creating content, you could use any one of these platforms just to stretch your creative muscle, not necessarily to market or sell yourself, but just to be fun and be creative and try something new and, you know, like play with all the different things that are online now, you know, all the different transitions and sounds. It can be really, really fun. And that's another thing too. You want to make sure it's fun, my loves. When it starts to feel like it's too much, that means we got to pull back a little bit. When you start to feel overwhelmed, that's when it's like, okay, where can I chill? You know, I know it can feel like a lot of pressure to keep up with the Joneses and to show up daily and to show up regularly and all of that. But because we work as spiritual entrepreneurs, there is a huge piece of us that is energetic. And when our energetics are off, it almost seeps through every single part of your life. And so that's something I want you to remember too. As you're stepping into this business, as you're scaling in this business, or as you just continue doing what you're doing in this business, you know what I mean? Your energetics are important. So tip, you are a content creator and you are an influencer on some level, number one. Number two, do a lot on a few platforms, not a little on a lot of platforms. And number three, keep it fun. Yes, yes, yes. And babes, just a quick reminder for you, you have less than 4 days to sign up for our immersion this weekend. 3 days of fun with Ash. We are talking about making money as a new earth leader, combining energetics and strategy so that you can scale to gloriousness, honey, and what it means to create in your authenticity. I am so excited. We've got almost 30 beautiful heads signed up for this course, for this program. It is free. We start this Friday. It's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 6 p.m. EST via Zoom. Replays will be available for those who register. 3 days of free giveaways, hot seat coaching at the end of every day. So bring your questions, anything. Everything is nothing is off limits. So questions on your services, on your offers, on visibility, on energetics, anything you have, on separating your money, on LLCing. This is a beautiful time to ask somebody who's been doing this for 4 years now. It's the time for you to pick my brain. For free, darling. This is also a huge celebration to open up the doors for my next big portal. I am so excited to drop this into the world. This is the manifestation. And one thing that I found to be so beautiful about being in business for myself is like to see the idea pop into my head and then it being birthed into reality. It is such a beautiful feeling. The idea for this next portal that I'm dropping for you all came to me in November. And now we are on the precipice of bringing it into the world. And to be able to watch you all interact with it and to watch you all see it and just to be inside of the manifestation of what was once a fucking download, what was once just a dream and idea is just beautiful. Ah, I can't wait. So there's going to be some really beautiful incentives to join me in the next portal that are only going to be offered to those who attend the masterclass. Or who register for the masterclass, because you'll be on the early bird list, okay? Okay, babes, the links are in the show notes. Let me know how this hit. Also, don't forget, this is the last day, actually, to enter the $500 giveaway for February. Very last day, because Thursday's episode will be out in March. So instructions for that will be down in the show notes as well. I love you, and I'll see you later on this week. Bye-bye.